Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Phil, before we get going on all this, why are the beds empty?
Well, the beds are empty because of the work that's done there in large part. I'm going to be honest with you. What we're talking about here is a psychiatric type ward. This is where people with severe mental problems, borderline mental problems and such, find care, longer term care. It's something that anybody that's walked the streets of San Francisco, Oakland, or anywhere else sees there are a lot of people in need of. Now, they expanded the facility there to 55 beds, but they weren't filling them for a variety of reasons. And one of the biggest ones was because they couldn't find the staff to take care of them. San Francisco and other counties are having a heck of a time finding people, qualified people in the psychiatric and mental health areas to deal with this population in the numbers that's needed now. So what we have is beds, but not enough staff, so they have to cut back on the number of beds they serve, and they said, well, we'll use these others for other treatments. And the supervisor is saying, no, we need to get the staffing up to take care of what we have, and if anything, we need to expand it.
So, Phil, what's behind the timing? Is there anything that prompted this at this particular juncture?
Well, there's a back and forth with the union and the city over jobs and such, and there's always that somehow in the background. Another thing is, you know, triggered by the recent incident on the Embarcadero, the video of the man who was possibly either on meth or having a mental breakdown, grabbed the woman, remember, and said he was going to save her from the robots. That, and then he wound up being charged with assault. Now, that sort of triggered a total reaction throughout San Francisco about, okay, what do we do with people that aren't necessarily criminal but could go off? Where are they being treated? We always hear about talk about the need for housing in the homeless, but what about the mental health component, which has been sorely lacking? And that's what sort of brought this to the fore. Because we can find housing if we find housing, but the question is, can you find treatment? Can you get them through the most difficult times? And this is not work that's easy, and the people that do it, they don't necessarily want to live in San Francisco and pay the high rents, and those that have been and living on it, there's a high burnout rate, and it's tough to find replacements.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.